29 minutes after 4 South African time. What a beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yom Al Khamis. And today is the 11th of Rajab, 1444. Let's go, inshallah, into the Q&A. Ustad, it's a beautiful morning. Welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan brother Riyaz Hussein نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Rajab 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, the criterion between truth and falsehood, and that is verses number 17 and 18. So chapter 25, verses 17 and 18. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala takes us to the day of justice, the day of judgment. Wa yawma yahshuruhum, and the day yahshuruhum, he Almighty Allah will assemble all of them, the entire creation. And that is the day of assembly, the day of congregation, the day of justice, the day of judgment. وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and whatever they worship besides Almighty Allah, all their idols, all their inanimate objects, so everything Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will assemble on that day. فَيَقُولُ, then he Almighty Allah will pose a question to their idols, to their semi-gods, to their deities, to their demigods. فَيَقُولُ, and he Almighty Allah will pose this question, أَأَنْتُمْ أَضْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي, what, have you led astray my servants? You idols, you semi-gods, demigods, did you lead astray my servants? هَاُولَاءِ, these mushrikeen, these polytheists, these idol worshippers, did you lead them astray? أَمْ هُمْ ضَلُّ السَّبِيلِ, or have they themselves led themselves astray? Are they going astray themselves, or did you lead them astray? So that is the question that Almighty Allah will pose to them, that is to the idols and deities. Now they will speak. Almighty Allah makes everything speak. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. On that day of justice, that day of judgment, there will be breaking news. What is the breaking news? The land and the sand will speak. How will they speak? Almighty Allah states that he will inspire them to speak. Chapter number 99, Surah Az-Zilzal, and verses number 3, 4, and 5. So here, similarly, Almighty Allah will give them the ability, the capability, these idols and deities, they must speak. This is their response. Qalu, they will say. It's in the past tense because it's something definite and certain to happen. Subhanak, everlasting glory be for you alone, Ya Allah. Anta munazzahun anil uyubi wa naqais. You transcend every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect, and therefore we say Subhanallah, we say Subhanak. Then how could we ever do that, Ya Allah? Ma kana yambaghi lana. It does not behove us. It does not befit us. It is not permissible for us. Annattakhidha min dunika min awliya. That we take anybody else as a friend, as something to worship besides you, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So everyone will bear testimony of Tawheed and the oneness, uniqueness in the majesty, glory, grandeur of Almighty Allah. It does not befit and behove us that we worship anybody else but you, min awliya, that we take as someone who is our protector, helper, only you, O Almighty Allah. Meaning we never let them astray, they let themselves astray. Why? So Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is obscure and hidden from the knowledge of Allah, but they are speaking. Walakim matta'tahum. But the truth of the matter is, O Almighty Allah, you gave them so much material wealth, so many benefits in this world for their children, grandchildren and progeny. Wa aba'ahum, and their fathers and forefathers. So much so, they were swimming and drowning in that material wealth and bounties and favors. Hatta nasu dhikr. So much so, they forgot conveniently. Selective amnesia. They forgot the reminder. They forgot the remembrance of Allah. They forgot the Quran Sharif. Deliberately, intentionally. Why? Wakanu qawman bura. Because they are a people who have been now halikin, that they are totally assigned and destined for destruction, and therefore they will dwell and stay in Jahannam and in the hellfire forever and ever. Therefore, every night, every day, we are there recharging and charging our cell phones, our gadgets and so forth and so on, load shedding, recharge this, recharge that, all that we worry about. But who is going to worry about recharging our hearts, recharging our connection with Almighty Allah? So Almighty Allah speaks of such type of people. Chapter 58, Surah Mujadala, Istahwadha alayhimu shaitan. The Satan Lucifer has gained the ascendancy over them. Fa'ansahum zikrullah. And he made them forget the remembrance of Allah. He got them so engrossed in their idol worship, in their movie industry, in the entertainment, and in sports and what have you, all these haram activities. Ulaika hizbu shaitan. Hence they became the party of Satan. Allah, behold, inna hizba shaitani humul khasirun. They are the biggest losers. Chapter number 58, Surah Mujadala, and verse number 19. Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the Noble Qur'an will explain. Now bring this in today's lesson that I'm going to give you regarding the news, views and interviews. Chapter 5, verse 82. Almighty Allah addresses the believers, the true Muslims and the people throughout the world who have faith and conviction in Iman, Islam. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find the people who have the worst type of enmity, hatred against you, the people of faith and iman. الْيَهُود are the Jews. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the mushriks, the idol worshippers. You just have to look at the unholy alliance between the apartheid Nazi terrorist regime of Israel and the apartheid regime of India. We never say every Jew, we never ever say every Hindu, but without a shadow of doubt we will say majority Hindus and majority Jews. So let's give you in that light all the news that is unfolding. Number one, that you see Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal of Israel, the crime minister, he went on CNN TV and he told them that this is what we mean, our policies. The Haaretz newspaper carried the article. You can read it, therefore I give you the references. The biggest lie spoken by Netanyahu on CNN. Imagine your own newspaper condemning you, you harami. That is what you are. He wants to destroy all of Israel himself. And wa'adalla fir'aunu qawmahu, how the Pharaoh destroyed his own people, so similar, and led them astray. So this person, the tinpot dictator harami Bibi Netanyahu, as long as he can stay out of jail, he's prepared to do anything. A remarkable statement he made yesterday, and made himself a laughing stock. He told Russia and he told Ukraine that I can be the mediator in your war. If you know what happened last night whilst you were sleeping, and you need to know the background now this night here, what you call Monday night, what we call Tuesday, what is today Thursday, what you call Wednesday night, Thursday morning. So this happened now. So, but you need to understand the background. You have another harami, Ben-Gvir, and he is the security minister of the rogue regime. He is a right-wing terrorist Zionist harami. That is Ben-Gvir. And he told his police, you must harass the Palestinian women. You must cause them harm, make life difficult for them. So the Palestinians people will iman, people will faith say, you're crossing a red line. So our Islamic Jihad sent in 1-2 rockets, projectiles. And last night, again, the Israeli army, there they attacked the Gaza people, Gaza. And remember, this is what they do, the haramis. So they are the biggest terrorists in the world. They have Gaza as the biggest open prison for more than 15 years. And then they want to speak of democracy and human rights. They are a cursed nation. Always remember that. The Jutla can never be a chosen nation. They are a cursed nation. And Almighty Allah is going to punish them till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 160. If a person doesn't believe in that, he's not a Muslim, he's out of the fold of Islam. Look at the other shaitans on the other side. Yesterday, day before yesterday, in this week, you must remember that in Mumbai, old Bombay, so thousands of Hindus were marching and they said, we must slaughter the Muslims. We must slaughter them how we slaughter the animals and so forth. This is your Indian democracy, the largest democracy in the world. So let me tell you what's really happening, because you Muslims and non-Muslims, you just listen to the mainstream media and they treat you like fools, because every day some idiot is born. You must remember that India wants to rewrite their history. So what is their history? They say the father of the nation is Gandhi. So Gandhi wanted always a secular democratic state, and there must be equal rights for everybody, whether you Hindu, whether you Sikh, whether you Muslim, and so forth. But the RSS, if you know their history, and you know Indian history, and you know BJP, one of the RSS, they murdered and they killed Gandhi, you must remember. So now they say Gandhi is no more important. The murderer of Gandhi is important under the BJP. And now they want to rewrite the history. Go study. This is, we have all the documents by us. So you must remember, some of the Indian historians who are not fearing the government and BJP, they're writing all these type of things. Just like Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, children, you must remember, wants to rewrite the history of occupied Palestine. Once they bring the religion into it, they want to make it a Zionist, apartheid, Yehudi, Jewish state. Everybody else is second, third, fourth class. But you forget our 1,000-year, 900-year, 800-year rule, whatever way you want to count it. You want to rewrite the history there in India, our 700-year rule. So that is what you see. But always Almighty Allah will disgrace you. So I spoke about the Jutlas and the Jews and Haramis, and I spoke about the Indians and the Mushrikeen and idol worshippers. Let's take you to Australia, George Pell. George Pell is nobody's pal. He died in his 80s. He was a big priest there in Melbourne, and he was involved in many, many sexual charges and, you know, cases. And he died, and remember that, in absolute disgrace. So this is what happens to the Christian clergy, that they busy with the boys, pedophilia, but the Pope wants to go around Africa and here and there, Asia, and say he's promoting peace. You better clean up your backyard first, Pope, otherwise there'll be no hope for you. Pakistan, big problems there, 27% inflation. First time in 50 years, so much inflation in Pakistan. Things are gone haywire there, very, very expensive. Richie Rich, since the time you became Prime Minister of UK, things are going wavy and square gone crazy, wavy and crazy. More than 500,000 people striking in the UK. Your inflation is running at 16.7%. Teachers on strike, police on strike, and the nurses on strike, and the people can't afford even dog food there in UK. You know how they are. They love their dogs more than the Muslims and human beings sometimes. Saudi Arabia, another sellout, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. They financing the Women's World Cup in New Zealand and Australia. But the New Zealand and Australian official says, we don't know anything about Saudi Arabia financing this. They say it's a disgrace and a shame. The translator of the Noble Quran, you know the Uyghur Muslims, so he was killed and martyred by the Chinese, so make dua for him, Almighty Allah grants him Jannat al-Firdaus. And remember that our tourism department in South Africa, now listen to this, South Africa has 3 billion rand, approximately give and take, right? We just take round figures. 3 billion rand for tourism. So they take 1 billion rand and they say we're going to invest it with Tottenham Hotspurs. So on their sleeves, they will have their visit South Africa. How can people visit South Africa when you can't even solve your Eskom problem, your electricity power problem? How people going to visit South Africa when you got more potholes than normal roads? So more like a golf course it is, you know, holes everywhere. And you want foreigners to come here. Common sense, but common sense is not common nowadays, you know. So if you took that billion rand and you fixed up the energy problem, you took the billion rand and fixed up the potholes, then we go. You go and spend the money in a lousy team like Tottenham Hotspur. Waste of time that is, you must remember. And remember that Israel is making now so-called more friends. Where in Africa? Chad, the country here, you must remember, in Africa, will be opening an embassy in Israel very, very soon. And last story, America, and that is Tyree Nichols' funeral. You see how they play the game. That he, Sleepy Joe, he doesn't go there for the funeral. He says, Camilla, that you black, you go for the black funeral. But if a Jutla had to be murdered and a Zionist to be murdered, then you will find Sleepy Joe there. This is how these haramis work. You must remember this. Everywhere they got apartheid. That you must remember, a black person, a Muslim person is fair game. And you can have black police or white police. And that is how America is. Don't totally polarized based on racial lines, based on religion, based on politics, and you will see how Israel must fall, America will fall, inshallah Aziz, during our lifetime. And today we will have 8:30 to 9, and that will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and he will be with Mona Zahid Khan, inshallah. And thereafter we will have 11 to 12 with Mona Zahid Khan. We discuss what is unity in Islam, and thereafter 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah Aziz. We will complete chapter 90, Surah Balad, of the Noble Quran, inshallah Aziz.
I've got Brother Ganesh. He says, my name is Ganesh. Morning to you, AK. Could you please elaborate about the video clip of the sister that was getting beaten up? Please tell your listeners, don't paint brush all Hindus, please. Ganesh, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Ganesh. When you are woke up so early to listen to us, we really, really appreciate it. Now, Ganesh, let me teach you a little bit some history of Hinduism. Do you know what is the meaning of your name? So you must remember Ganesh, Ganeshi. Ganeshi is an elephant. And you know in Hinduism that you believe in various gods, semi-gods, demigods, deities. So in some portions of Hinduism, they worship the elephant, baby elephant, whatever it might be, Hathi, Meresathi. You know that story, right? The elephant is my companion. So that is your name. So that's issue number one. Issue number two, we never ever paint everybody. I just told you just now, if you were listening, we said that the Muslim's worst enemy, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82, are the Jews and the Hindus. But we never ever say every Jew or every Hindu. We will say majority of Jews and majority of Hindus. And look at the unholy alliance between apartheid terrorist Nazi Israel and apartheid India. Now I want to give you, Ganeshi Ganesh, a lesson. Do you know you have a caste system in India? Nobody can refute that. Second one is this, the lowest of the lowest of the lowest are the Dalits. And that are what you call the untouchables. Do you know, Ganesh, that every day in your India, that there are 6 women minimum among the Dalit community that are raped by the Hindus and so forth. And nothing happens, so you must remember that, because of Hindutva. Hindutva means the supremacy of the Hindus. And remember, they are considered number one. Everybody else, the Sikh, the Muslim, Christian, all that, the Dalits are number two, number three, number four, number five. So that is the big problem. So you have to write to your Indian embassy. You are ashamed of what India is doing to their own people. The lady went to take a bath, and then you got the 10 thugs, the terrorists, I'll call them, who whipped her and lashed her and so forth. So that is what you must learn, my brother. The world will harp upon Taliban, that what they're doing to the woman, but the media will not speak about India, because they're cutting deals with India. Adani is in big problem, and now you are selling his shares, and now he wants to change all this, you see. So things today, it works around money and so forth. So that is the real reason you need to understand. The politics in India is gone very, very wavy and crazy.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ganesh says that is the meaning of his name. And he says that he's also totally against what the Hindus are doing in India. And he's apologizing. Ustad,
there's no need to apologize. I told you, non-Muslims, this is your program. And you must come and speak the truth. Don't come like a crazy crackpot here and come tell me Israel is democracy and Israel took the land legally from Palestinians. Then we don't want crackpots here. You must remember, you don't need to apologize as long as you prepare to reason and stand for justice. Now you, my brother Ganesh, Ganeshi, you must go one step ahead. Write to your embassy here in Pretoria and tell them, I as a Hindu am disgusted how now with you, the Hindus and the supremacists in India are treating the Dalits and the minorities in India. Make your voice raised. That is, see how I speak against Saudi Arabia and any Muslim country and any tenpot dictator. You must not fear. Everything happens with the decree of Almighty Allah and not with the degrees of people.
I see, Tunani says that, why did the Boers come to South Africa? We start, Tunani.
My brother, Tulani, you're waking up early, and what are you dreaming? Sometimes you dream about the politics, sometimes you dream about the white man, and so forth. Don't you know your history? 1652, you must remember Jan van Riebeeck and his people came here, and remember they came, and what they did, certain things, you must give them due. I mean that whatever the apartheid was a crime, that nobody disputes that the crime. We are the victims of apartheid, we know that. But at the same time, the infrastructure they built, which today is being destroyed, you must give credit to them, whether you like it or you don't like it. So every person looks for better prospects, you must remember that. So our Indians that came here from India 160 years ago or whatever you want to say, so you must remember for what they came here. They never came here, you'll understand, to spread Islam or spread Hinduism or Christianity. Nay, they came for a better life, and they came as indentured laborers and laborers and so forth, and see how they prospered and so forth. So that is what we have to do. The problem today is this, that the infrastructure that we have is being destroyed and dismantled. You look at your trains, you look at your plane, SAA, you look at your Danel, your arms, you look at your ESCOM, you look at, you must remember that all this water and your everything is just being dismantled. So that is the problem we have. You must remember this. Everything is Allah alone protect us from a civil war and total anarchy. They even cutting the robots, you know, the traffic lights. They bring some gadgets and they cut it to pieces and then they run away with it. So when you have no law, no order, that is a recipe for disaster and anarchy, my brother Tulani, and then we all will be in big, big problems.
Ya Allah. Somebody says, but Mufti Sab, both my parents embarrassed Christianity. Their worlds were both written when they were Muslim. Is this world still valid, Ustad?
You must remember, I'm not sure that what you are speaking about. Are you telling me that your Christian parents, they left Christianity and they embraced Islam? If they still on Islam or they passed away on Islam and they had an Islamic world, 100% they did the right thing and they did not leave anything for you as non-Muslim children. So that's 100% what Islam teaches. La yarithul muslimul kafir wal kafirul muslim. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad Tirmidhi. A non-Muslim will not inherit from a Muslim and a Muslim will not inherit from a non-Muslim. So there's no embarrassment. In life, you have to have the quest for the truth. You must have the quest for justice and so forth. So if that is what really happened, your parents, they left Christianity and then they embraced Islam and they wrote an Islamic world and they passed away as Muslims, then we pray for them day and night. Surah 14, chapter 14, verse 41, that Rabbana filli, O beloved Allah, forgive me. Wali walidayya, my beloved parents. Walil mu'minina, and the true believers, Muslim, any part of the world. Yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the reckoning takes place. So that will be our response to you, brother.
He says that both my parents embraced Christianity. They were Muslims, but they went into Christianity.
So if it is the other way around, that they were Muslims and then they embraced Christianity, they were Muslims and then they embraced Christianity, then you must remember this, in Islam, if we have a true Islamic state, we don't have that today, Islamic country, so then the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtuluh, then in a case like that, that will be the death penalty and capital punishment. And the Muslims who are still part of that family, and if they are still living and they are Christians, murtad, apostates, then you must excommunicate them and cut off all ties with them unless they re-embrace Islam and they make sincere tawbah. So we pray people today leave Islam because of poverty or because of some other circumstances, money, women, whatever it might be. Otherwise, you must remember the BBC got nothing to do with Islam. So they carry the documentary that Christianity is a dying religion, the death and the decline of the cross and the rise of the crescent. So Islam is the fastest growing religion, and therefore people target it the most.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Joshua says that I look forward to meeting you one-on-one. When will you be coming to Durban? Joshua, we'll start.
So if you want to discuss your rogue, terrorist, apartheid, Nazi regime of Israel and defend them, then we're not interested in meeting you. The first premise you start with this, Israel is an apartheid state. Israel are illegal, and therefore we don't call it Israel, we call it occupied Palestine. If we start at that point, then we can meet. Otherwise, you're wasting my time, and I don't have time to waste.
I see Eric says that, has Trump hit rock bottom? AK, Ustad.
Trump is a maverick character. You must remember that. He knows that in the GOP. Do you know the GOP? The grand old party, the Republican Party. There's nobody really to challenge him. And he's got his white supremacist supporters. And he's got his broad base and so forth. So therefore, he already declared he will be the candidate for the 2024 elections in America. And nobody else has stood up from them. They all fear him. But remember that, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Trump said, I will do it for you, Israel. So they stole, you must remember, the land in Jerusalem and occupied it, and then they moved and transferred the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Trump is a midcap, you know. They stole the Golan Heights and they renamed it Trump Heights, you must remember. He's a man who is just for name and fame. He wants his name everywhere, but he gets so disgraced. But America is a disgraced community. Remember that. Everywhere where they go, they are disgraced. They went to Vietnam, they got a good hiding. They went into Taliban in Afghanistan, they got a good thrashing. They went into Iraq and murdered innocent 1 million people, B&B, Bush and Blair. They must be hanged in public, these war criminals, but because they are whiteies and the white hegemony, so therefore nobody touches them. Otherwise, if there's true justice, you bring them to South Africa. You see these toll roads we got here in South Africa, in Johannesburg. You must hang them a whole lot there. That, or send them to Guantanamo Bay. That is what needs to be done.
I see Sebastian says, okay, so who was the worst president in the last 50 years? AK, Sebastian Ustad.
In which country are you talking about, my brother? So if you're talking about the world, so we say Benjamin Netanyahu. So you must remember the harami, the war criminal, and all that, always murdering, killing the Muslims, and Ariel Sharon and all of them. That's your worst leaders who are war criminals, but they get away because they are Jutlas, they are Jews, they are Zionists, and they belong to the elite group of people. So they are the worst of the worst.
Somebody says, can a person be pro-Palestinian without being anti-Israel? Ustad.
So remember that you have to be anti-Israel and anti-Jew, because the Quran says they are your worst enemy. And remember that on that there's no negotiation for us as Muslims. For us, it is not only a humanistic issue, it is a religious issue as well. And therefore, to call it an Israeli-Arab conflict, that was also coined by the Jutlas. It is a Muslim and a Zionist and a Jewish conflict. Remember that. Zionism has hijacked the whole of Judaism, just like the Pauline theory has hijacked the whole of Christianity. Paul, his name was Saul. He was a Jutla, a Jew. And suddenly he saw a dream, Tulani. And what dream he saw? He said, no, I'm a Christian. And then he started changing everything. He tell them that Jesus was born on 25th December. He tell them about Trinity. He tells them this, and then they fell for this. But today when we challenge them, then there's no hope for the Pope. Remember this, we tell them, show us in the Bible, in the scripture, where is written Jesus was born on 25th December? Nobody can show us that. So it shows that all these religions have been hijacked. So Christianity hijacked, Judaism hijacked, and then Hinduism hijacked by the RSS and BJP and so forth. So now they want to hijack Islam. They want to say Islam is terrorism, and terrorism is Islam. So, but it can't. Why? The more they demonize Islam, the more they attack Muslims, more and more people embrace Islam. That is the system of Almighty Allah. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. They plot and they plan. But Allah has His master plan. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see Kumaran says that I like the questions that the listeners, they pose to you. He wants to compile. You see, he wants to compile this program. Ustad put all the questions in a book. Brother Kumaran, Ustad.
100% you do so. We got no problem. We transparent, my brother Kumaran. Every program of mine and our team here, we send out the podcast. You just send me your number 071-888-1184 and you write there Kumaran, or you write there a brother, sister, whatever you want to write, and add me to the group of the podcast. Every day you will receive it. And there are already people who are doing this. Some people are compiling the questions which the non-Muslims are posing. Some are compiling the questions the Muslims are posing. Some are compiling both. So whoever is doing from our side, you got 100% permission, one proviso. Don't go and change what we have said. Sometimes a translator is a traitor. So don't become a traitor. That is what all we ask of you.
I like that, Ustad. I like it. I see Brother Ishmael says, salams to you and to the team. He says, will Russia invade Israel? Mufti Sahib, Ustad.
You must remember, my brother Ishmael in Santiago, in Chile. How are the conditions in Chile? So you must remember, your prime minister, president, is a good guy. 100% pro-Palestinian. Anti-Israel, as the Americans will say. So anyway, you must remember, I have to give you a little bit of history, because I know you don't know that, my brother Ishmael. There's a country called Syria. Syria has got a great history, right? But anyway, now it's ruled by the Kuffar, Shias, the Alawis, not Muslim. Hafizul Assad, Bashar Assad, not Muslim, these people, right? So there is a base, and that base is called Tartus, T-A-R-T-U-S. This is the only base Russia really has in the Middle East, and they won't give it up. So they use Bashar as they are, you understand, their spokesperson. He's just a front for them. And they will use him. And you must listen to us. And if it suits him, fine. Otherwise, he should be kicked out of power long time. So it suits Russia. It suits Bashar and his party and so forth and so on. So now and then you hear that Israel is shooting and killing this one, that one, bombing the airport in Damascus. But they won't touch the places where Russia has got control and authority. So Bibi and he, Putin, reach an agreement that therefore, they say, Israel, we will not supply any of the missiles and all that to Ukraine. Because once they do that, then they have big problem with Russia, and Russia will clean them up in 1 week. They know that. So that is what is happening now. Otherwise, Putin don't like these people there, but it suits both parties' interests, you must remember, to prop up the Kuffar, Shia, Alawi regime of Bashar Assad. So that is what's happening. So therefore, there won't be attacks to one another. So my time is up now. One more question.
I see Jonathan says, if Palestine receives the most international aid in the world, how do they still have an unbearable life? AK, who started?
Because of you, haramis, that because you come and shoot them, you kill them, you murder their children, you rape their women, and you do all the atrocities. The most resolutions in the United Nations is against you, because you are the biggest terrorist in the world. So you must remember, you harami, you're still asking the question. Right, one settler, one bullet will settle the old issue, inshallah.
Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.